This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why.
Right now is a time to remember how bad winter conditions can be and how quickly they can escalate. Have a plan.
As always, weather's not convenient, so you may need to travel at a time when the roads are snowy or icy.
That's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
It doesn't take long for frostbite to set in, and it can be deceptive, or your car is not working all of a sudden, and now you're out in the cold, so you're not at home. So those type of things, it's really important to prepare for.
Get a winter weather emergency kit ready and in your car, including blankets or a sleeping bag, extra hats, gloves, possibly a solar charger and a cord. Don't forget the water, food, and of course a shovel. They sell foldable ones now that'll collapse smaller for space convenience. And snow tires are a good investment too, as they're designed to grip ice better and cut through snow smoother. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin State Patrol says 9 people were killed and over 2,000 were injured in the state just last winter. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources decided to issue permits last week for the Line 5 relocation project. The project spans northern Wisconsin from Superior to Lower Michigan. It currently runs through the Bad River Reservation in Ashland, but members of the Bad River Band have been pushing to relocate the pipeline for years. Critics of the project's new location says it could still impact the environment surrounding the reservation. Enbridge Energy still needs permit approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to move forward. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced the winners of the 2024 Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards on Friday. Two companies from Northeast Wisconsin made the grade. Ducommun Appleton and Kakana Utilities were recognized for going above what Wisconsin law requires for recycling. Ducommun ships waste to be converted to fuel pellets for Wisconsin power plants, and Kakana Utilities developed a waste management plan to dispose of everything from scrap metal to plastic to paper to concrete and asphalt. For more information on recycling in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's What to Recycle in Wisconsin webpage. Gas prices rose just a bit over the last week. Patrick Tahan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said prices jumped as they climbed after falling below a station's replacement price. The average price for a gallon of gas in Green Bay is $2.88 today, up 3.2 cents from last week. In Appleton, it is $2.88 a gallon as well, which is up 4.1 cents. The average in Wisconsin is $2.83 a gallon. Green Bay's ranked 11th as the best place to retire in the United States, according to the U.S. News & World Report. Up from 16th in 2024, Green Bay is the highest-ranked Wisconsin city, with Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd. 31-year-old Mahi Schnell Harrison, who coached Ripon High School's basketball team last season, was officially charged in Fond du Lac County Court Friday for exchanging nude photos with a student and having physical contact with the 16-year-old in the school parking lot. Schnell Harrison faces 5 felony charges of child enticement, sexual assault of a student by school staff, exposing himself to a child, possession of child pornography, and exposing a child to harmful material. Cash bond was set at $150,000. His preliminary hearing is set for November 22nd. After a 3-hour standoff Sunday afternoon, Green Bay police arrested a 32-year-old Green Bay man who was yelling at and threatening violence with a knife at the A1 Tower Motel on Humboldt Road. Police are referring charges to the Brown County District Attorney's Office. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can, kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. I just wanted it more. I just fired off the ball. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration. I just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for big, big savings and comfort this holiday season, you can buy Oprah's favorite sheets and PJs for up to 30% off. Her favorite pajamas have been marked down from $230 to just $160 Buku Dolores. It isn't cheap, but who doesn't want to go to bed feeling like Oprah Winfrey? HBO's wildly popular The Last of Us broke records for viewership on the streamer. Season 2 of the post-apocalyptic show will drop in spring of 2025, according to HBO chairman Casey Bloys. The Last of Us is based on the popular video game of the same title. The show stars Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, who will both return for the second season. Ramsey teased that the second season will be even darker than the first. If you're a Pascal fan and can't wait until spring of 2025 to watch him on screen, check him out in Gladiator 2, which opens November 22nd. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement: America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. There's been lots of talk in the news lately about celebrity biopics. Some that make you go, really? Mariah Carey, however, has a great bio with many elements that would make an interesting drama. She had a toxic marriage to a record producer, has the most popular modern Christmas song ever, is loaded with grit and resilience, and seems to value privacy unlike some other pop icons. Most importantly, when it comes to her career, she holds the record for the solo artist with the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100. That's right, folks, she's got more number one hits than Elvis. Director Lee Daniels hinted at the possible film on social media, which would be based on the 2020 book about Carey titled The Meaning of Mariah Carey. Staying in the world of biopics, Boyz II Men is also working on a film about their 30-year career. The influential R&B group with hits like It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday and End of the Road are 4-time Grammy winners. There is no release date at this time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, rain likely. We could get a half inch or so of rain tonight through tomorrow. It's going to be breezy as well. 47 tonight, breezy showers, 59 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.